One morning, as the sun rose high over the savannah, Little Elephant was stomping around below the baobab trees. He was having a lot of fun, looking at all the footprint patterns he was making, that he didn't notice his herd moving on in search of food. Little Elephant played a little while longer under the trees, when he suddenly realized he was all alone. "Oh no!" he cried, as he discovered he could no longer see his mum. "What am I going to do now?" He decided he would go and find the herd and his mummy all by himself. So off he set, away from the baobab trees and into the grasslands. It wasn't long before he came across Willy Warthog.
"Are you my mummy?"
asked Little Elephant.
"Your mummy is large and grey," said Willy. "I can't be your mummy because I am small and brown."
Just then, Little Elephant heard a trumpeting in the distance, and he ran towards the sound. As he neared the acacia trees, Little Elephant bumped into Gina Giraffe.
"Oh, are you my mummy?"
asked Little Elephant.
"Your mummy has a long trunk and big ears," said Gina. "I can't be your mummy because I have a long neck and small ears."
Just then, Little Elephant heard a trumpeting in the distance again, and he ran towards the sound. Little Elephant was approaching a rocky outcrop when he nearly stepped on Colin Cobra.
"Oh, are you my mummy?"
asked Little Elephant.
"Your mummy has 4 legs and I have none," said Colin. "So I can't be your mummy."
Again, Little Elephant heard the distant trumpeting and he ran towards the sound.
"Oh, I hope I can find my mummy soon,"
said Little Elephant as he wandered on under some enormous stinkwood trees. Little Elephant looked up and saw Basil Baboon, swinging from branch to branch.
"Are you my mummy?" asked Little Elephant.
"No, Ellie, your mummy can't climb trees, so I can't be your mummy," giggled Basil.
There it was again, the familiar trumpeting sound Little Elephant had heard all day. But it was getting louder, so he ran towards it. While wandering across the open plains, Little Elephant met Zola Zebra.
"Are you my mummy?" asked Little Elephant. "Your mummy's skin is hard and wrinkly," explained Zola. "I can't be your mummy because mine is soft and stripy."
Little Elephant looked toward the waterhole and saw something very familiar to him. So he ran as fast as his little legs would carry him until he came to a large animal he had seen from so far away.
"Are you my mummy?" asked Little Elephant.
"No, Little Elephant, I am not your mummy," explained the animal.
"But you are large and grey. You have a long trunk and big ears. You have 4 legs and you can't climb trees. Your skin is even hard and wrinkly. You must be my mummy,"
cried Little Elephant.
"No, Little Elephant, I'm not your mummy. I am another elephant, though, and I can show you where your mummy is."
"Where is she? I've been looking everywhere for her,"
stammered Little Elephant. The wise old matriarch looked at Little Elephant and kindly said, "She's with the rest of the herd, calling for you."